each other commission.
The commission is made up of 7 people. The chairperson is only being singled out because she is the ultimate person. But I would rather advocate that all the 7 should step aside and they be investigated as a body, because this mass stringing has affected all of them. Because we only hear of the chairperson and the 2 deputies. What about the 4 others? Some were even there long before Charlotte came in. We don't hear them talking, yet they are all members of the commission. So the ill that has come in there, they are also part of it. So I would rather advocate that they should all step aside. Let an independent, the judicial service, whatever, this Chief Justice Committee, investigate all of them. And anyone who is found culpable should be removed. But specifically for the 3, from the lack of trust which is coming up, even if they are exonerated, I don't see how in future they are going to cooperate to work. So if they are exonerated, I would rather advocate that they be found alternative positions somewhere else. And that's why I am urging that the presidency should not hesitate. It is not for the president to go and investigate. It is for the legal system, the Chief Justice and so on, to do and send a report. So as soon as possible, I urge the presidency to pass on. Let the process take its course.
There's something that I'll describe as encouraging to some of us who follow democracy and have been fighting hard for the image of the Electoral Commission to be redeemed. I can't pinpoint any one factor, but I can say it's a combination of factors. Can we say it's personality clash? Can we say it's administrative blunders? Can we say it's sheer greed on the part of the people? Because when you put the allegations into perspective, you can actually group the allegations into 2. Those that border on criminal offenses and those that border on administrative blunder and some of those things. Can you pinpoint a particular cause for these things? So you can just speculate until investigations take place and we actually point to direction as to what happened. All these things are speculations that we can ponder around, but as to the actual causes, we need to have a full-scale investigation to establish facts. I always say trust and integrity are commanded, they are not demanded. What is happening in the Electoral Commission now has the potential to dim our integrity and the trust level people have in the commission.
A lecturer at the University of Professional Studies, Fred Awa, said there is no doubt that there's a problem at the commission, but believes the chairperson was probably trying to resolve the problem by using internal structures of the commission.
It's an issue of concern because the Electoral Commission is the home of democratic governance that we are experiencing as a country. So if anything happens to the Electoral Commission, obviously there will be a lot of doubt about anything that has to do with election in our country, Ghana. So I do think that the presidency must hasten in recommending to the appropriate bodies to investigate the issues that borders on 1, the Electoral Commissioner, and also the deputies. Actually, I've heard a number of persons talking about an Electoral Commissioner and then the issue of why she did not do anything about the issue of the deputies until now. From a governance perspective, I would think that those issues were rather being handled internally until this hullabaloo of a petition came up and the Electoral Commissioner had no option but to make those issues public. But rightfully so, what I do think is that the Electoral Commissioner should be investigated. I do also think that the deputies should be investigated and all of those information should be made public so that we can rebuild the trust that we have had for the Electoral Commission over the years.
That was Fred Awa, a lecturer at the University of Professional Studies, talking about the impasse at the Electoral Commission.